LaShawn, how did you find out? Dude, that Mike would be
the starting quarterback. He just told me. Nah, just I see it on TV, and then I talked to Mike. Told him congratulations. I felt that Mike and Nick have played very well so far. They both look confident. And just, I guess, coach picked Mike. Mike has been playing excellent. And I think it's nothing has changed. You know, we're still going to practice the same way. We're going to get to it. Have both confidence in both players. Now, knowing that Mike's the starter now, I think we kind of get past this quarterback competition thing and get rolling.
He's someone who you've won with, the veterans have won with before. Does that carry weight in the locker room and inside the huddle?
Well, I think it carries weight just knowing that, you know, who the person is. When we talk about Mike Vick, I mean, he could do so many different things as far as running this team, this offense. Making plays and getting us in the right drives, you know, to capitalize on long drives. So we're very confident in Mike. And Mike's our starter. And he's our guy. He's been the guy for a couple of years here. I think it's time for us to capitalize. We got tons of speed and tons of talent. It's time to do something with it.
He's obviously had some issues with turnovers the last 2 years. Is there anything about this scheme or this offense that you think he can kind of avoid it, making those mistakes?
I think just with turnovers. It's an issue that's kind of we've been dealing with for the past couple of years. I think Coach Kelly, he's definitely big on that. And we practice so much on preventing turnovers, fumbles, picks, you know, making smart decisions. I think with this offense, we try to make it easier, you know, for the quarterbacks running enough and passing to stay balanced. As you can see, the last couple of games we had in the preseason, it was so balanced. I think that kind of, it doesn't put so much pressure on the quarterback to throw the ball as much, which causes turnovers. You know, so I think just having a balanced effect, running the ball and throwing the ball, it minimizes the chance of having turnovers.
What do you think that this is the first time that Mike in his career ever had to duke it out every single day in practice? Do you think that brought out the best of him? And for anybody, anyone who has to go through a situation is naturally going to have the best going out?
I think so. I think as a professional athlete, you know, each day you're competing, no matter if it's with the backup behind you or a guy that's even in a position, or just, you know, competing with guys around the league. And there's times where I catch myself trying to compete with different guys around the league. So I think having that, the competition with Mike and Nick, I think it drove him, you know, to kind of be excellent and chase perfection every chance he got. And the same way with Nick. I think just the preparation of them guys, man, it's the attitude and keeping the offense together. And as you can see, I think the last couple of preseason games we had, you know, they both play well. You know, but the good thing is with two starters, I would say, knowing that Mike's the starter, but if anything ever happens in this league, you know the biggest thing is depth. I think we have a lot of depth in the quarterback position and on down the offense. You know, so I think it's a positive thing that that we got two good quarterbacks.
What is the dynamic element that you have with Mike in the lineup?
I think the biggest thing with Michael Vick is when you say his name, when you see him in the lineup, when you prepare for him, is that the run ability that he has. So in this offense, we do tons of running as far as with the quarterback and the running back. So you never know who has the ball. And we're going at such a high tempo pace with the offense that, you know, Mike can throw it, he can run it. I think in this offense, it fits him so well. He can be so deadly. There's times where we watch tape and he hands the ball off to me, and then he's going around with his fake, and he's taking two guys with him until they realize he doesn't have the ball. So when that happens, you kind of take less defenders kind of out the box where you don't have to block them, you know. So, I mean, Mike, just him being there, he helps his offense out just because the ability to run the ball so well. And also to throw the ball. I think Deshaun has came back to the old Deshaun that we all know, making big plays, you know, up and down the field. Mike has a strong arm, and I think you got to, as a defense, you got to watch out for everything. You know, so much space. I think the best thing about this offense that I like for myself is there's so much space where Mike can make plays, myself, you know, down the line with Deshaun. So there's just so much space for Mike to make plays and everyone on offense.
What do you think of the fact that you'll have the entire starting offense with yourself, Jason Peters, all out there on Saturday night?
Yeah, It sounds good, man. I'm excited to get out there. I can't wait. I think with everybody playing well together, we'll be unstoppable. As far as the offense, we just got to capitalize. I think last week we did a good job. We just didn't capitalize. I think it should have been a lot more points on the board in the first half. And you have everybody healthy. It's kind of the first time where the whole offensive line is together. The kind of the team that we really, you know, brought here together. And I think the upstairs did a great job of bringing everybody together. And just going out, man, and playing healthy and playing fast. We have tons of talent. You know, it's time to unleash it.
When watching the game over,
did you get a sense that a
decision was near? I didn't hear you, I'm sorry. Did you get a sense that a decision was near?
You know what? I'm actually shocked. I'm actually shocked and surprised that he picked it so soon, knowing we have two games left. But I kind of felt it, though, because the season's right around the corner. You know, everybody's amped up for this year. I think with Coach Kelly coming here to Philadelphia, you know, got the fans excited. The expectation level is high. So eventually I knew it had to come out. You know, and I'm happy with either Mike or Nick. I think Coach Kelly thinks that right now Mike's the guy. And I believe so. I think Mike, I think he's ready, man. I think he's Mike Vick, man. He's a good player. He's a great teammate. I think with the competition has really shown his leadership. You know, knowing that I'm not the starter, each day I got to come out and compete and compete and compete. Mike probably hasn't competed this much since, what, rookie year in Atlanta? You know, so to kind of get that back out of him, man, is to see his leadership, that nothing fazes him, him and Nick. You know, like everybody in the media talked about it, but, you know, nobody talked about it in the locker room. And they just went out and practiced and played. You know, so that just shows you the attitude that we have in the locker room and the attitude that Nick and Mike have. So I think that's made it better for this leadership with this offense.
Chip said, you know, these things usually play themselves out, and guys usually know and they play themselves out on the field. Did you sense, obviously you said you didn't talk about, boy, Mike is playing this well, though. Did you get the sense that it was going in this direction because of that?
Yeah, I felt like both quarterbacks were playing well. I think Mike had the edge, I would say, from just making so many different plays, running it, throwing the ball, completions. You know, I think he only missed, what, two passes, you know, which is amazing. And he had one turnover, which the turnover, I mean, you know, it was running out the half. So, I mean, he played well. I think the things that has hurt Mike, you know, he hasn't shown that at all from turnovers and making smart decisions. You know, and not even that, just being an offense where it fits him so well. You know, so I'm happy with the decision.
Did you believe going into camp?
We're a balanced offense. I think we've thrown enough and ran enough where we keep a defense off balance. I think this offense fits me so well because it's so open. To get me matched up with anybody one-on-one, you know, in a humble way, I would take myself anytime. You know, but I think that's the matchups. With Deshaun at open field, you know, I pick him in a humbly way. So I just like how the offense, you know, fits everybody. And then actually us coming together. We're going to surprise a lot of people, though, for sure.